If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
It is a Foodie Friday. Every Friday we like to focus on, you know, weaving food stories in and out of the show, introducing you to some rock star chefs in Chicago who make this town what it is. And, you know, when you make it into the Michelin guide, that's a step in the right direction, I would say. Lawrence Latrero is the chef and owner of Bayon Co. Did I get that right, Chef? Bayon?
That's absolutely right. Bayon Co. Restaurant. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It's really nice to meet you. So when you do make it into the Michelin guide, you're on your way, right?
Yeah. You know, it's definitely pretty cool to get recognized by Michelin. Definitely something that, you know, for me personally, you don't think about it really. You own a restaurant. You go about your day. You just make delicious food every day and give great service, and anything like that's really just icing on the cake. But like, yeah, it's a very, 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 very cool thing that just happened to us. So
yeah, and that just was announced this week, wasn't it?
Yes, Monday.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's a good way to start the week.
Next stop, Michelin star, right?
Well, I mean, if that's something, it's a possibility now, I guess. That's the way it works. So.
I got to tell you, if you check out their website, it's now I pulled up Michelin Guide. It's on there. And I'm looking at the menu. It's Bayanko, Chicago.com. Yeah. And the food, just looking at it, you look like your piece is, it's a piece of art. And it's gorgeous. And it makes you hungry looking
Thank
at
you.
It. And this is a
Thank
team, it's a husband wife team, right? You and your wife have this restaurant?
Yes, absolutely. I'm the Filipino side, and she's the Cuban side. When I started courting her, I would cook for her, and she would cook her Cuban stuff. And we just found a great synergy amongst both cuisines. And when we decided to open a restaurant, we said, let's do both.
Yes.
Simple as that.
Filipino-Cuban, which is, you don't really see many restaurants like that, right?
I haven't. So I don't know if we're like the only one out there, but definitely I think in Chicago, we haven't really seen it. So, I think we might be the first at least.
And what does Bayon Co mean?
So Bayon Co means my country. Basically, we're just representing who we are. Being Filipino, being Cuban, we're highlighting the food and we're highlighting our culture and kind of just who we are. So we just thought, number one, Bayon Co just has a cool ring to it, and the meaning behind it, I think, it really represents who we are.
And when the two of you go out and you dine elsewhere, do you find yourself analyzing every dish?
We try our best not to. Sometimes it just depends on the mood. Like, you know, right. After a long day, we usually just try to enjoy ourselves and not try to over-critique. But if it's not good, we'll be like, maybe we're not going to go back here. But if it's great, we definitely sing their praises and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
You know, but for the most part, we just try to go out and enjoy ourselves and not try to be too critical.
Right. But it's got to be hard because you're both chefs. So everything you taste, you've got to wonder like, okay, what was that layer of flavor and what is that? And I thought about that. I thought it's got to be, you know, one of those tough things. And if someone was to come into Bayon Co, what is the one thing they need to try before they leave?
Well, it's a tasting menu, right? So it's five courses, and so it's one menu that we offer.
That.
You know, we can do pescatarian, we can make it vegan or vegetarian if you give us some time ahead. But I would say one of the dishes that I really love is the adobo octopus. So we braise octopus till it's very tender, and then we glaze it on the grill with some adobo sauce, which is a very classic Filipino dish. And we kind of elevate it using octopus, and it comes with some crispy marble potatoes and black garlic emulsion. So it's a fun dish. I really enjoy it.
I'm looking at it right now on your website. Looks absolutely fantastic. What is on your website to the left? It looks like it's got black beans and What would that be? Maybe it's the white. Is it the beef with the black bean and the plantain?
Yeah. So that's our kind of our rendition of vaca frita, which is it's usually a braised beef served with black beans and plantains. And what we did is we used Wagyu tri-tip. So it's still beef, but it's not braised. And we just grill it nicely and to a medium rare. And you'll always find black beans and plantains in most Cuban dishes. So instead of just making, again, just kind of elevating a little bit, we decided to make them in pureed forms and make them kind of a little more luscious. So
it looks gorgeous.
I'm glad you're just looking through our website.
Absolutely.
I gotta look at it more often.
And the Emmys are this Sunday night, and The Bear is expected to win in the comedy category, which we all think, why is that? It's not a comedy. That is certainly a drama. But, it showcases some food and some great restaurants in Chicago. Have you ever watched it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a fan. A lot of chefs or industry people have their opinion on The Bear. I mean, anytime you highlight something that's near dear to my heart, which is the restaurant industry, I mean, I'm all for it. I thought the third season was great. I think the characters, there's a lot more character development, and I enjoyed it, yeah. But it is odd that it's up for comedy, but...
I know,
very,
that's
very,
odd.
Very much drama forward, but I hope they win. I hope they get all of it, so...
But that level of stress does exist in your industry, especially when you're running a high-end restaurant, I would imagine, and developing the menu and working front of house and back of house, and just you're in charge. You and your wife are in charge of the whole thing.
This is my take on The Bear when people ask me about it. Everything that's happened, like in the three seasons, has definitely I've seen or has happened to me. But it doesn't happen all like in a matter of like a week.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, it's just like I've got like an 18, 19 year career. And, definitely someone's been locked in the walk-in. Definitely I've had my moments on the past where, where's my effing Sharpie? So it's definitely, but like, yeah, it's television, right? So they're going to, it's also entertainment. So. But it's everything that you've seen there, I've been a part of 100%.
I bet. Well, we can't wait to visit your restaurant. Check out their website, Bayanko, that's Bayanko, Chicago.com. Chef, nice to meet you. We hope you have a beautiful weekend.
Nice to meet you too, Lisa. Have a great weekend.